Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together faithfully to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? You're working your vision, achieving your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. Wow, 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 wow. Did I say wow? Each episode of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams is truly rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around today's subject, and then we will open our programming up for your audience participation, which we absolutely love, at which time we welcome your questions and comments. This, of course, always lends to an interactive environment, and we encourage you, our global listening audience, to be prepared to chime right on in. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, it's time to shape up and win. We are continuing in our Shape Up series. But before we jump into today's topic in our Shape Up series, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to today's broadcast. Invite someone to enjoy today's show with you. Send someone a quick fax and email. Better yet, get those social juices flowing. Get that social mojo going. Write on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Ultimately, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support in expanding our outreach. If you don't already have your pens and notepads and tablets and iPads, laptops or desktops ready, you should get it because we're going to have a rich discussion and rich insight will be shared on today's programming around our subject as we are continuing in our Shape Up series and we are pulling yet another chapter, another page out of the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth by John C. Maxwell. Coach Adams is a John C. Maxwell team member. In December, I joined the John Maxwell team, so I'm a JMTer, and I have that JMT DNA inside of me now. It's so exciting. And we have been in a rich study on the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. We have been taking a look at different laws through this journey, and I'm so excited about today's law because I know this is an area that Coach Adams has, without question, struggled with. How do I expand? We're looking at the law of expansion. Growth always increases our capacity. Growth always increases our capacity. And so we've been looking at some of the 15 invaluable laws of growth. And if you've been tracking with us, you've been getting some rich and insightful nuggets to add to your toolbox to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally. And so now we're going to look at the law of expansion. If you're interested in going deeper in the 15 invaluable laws of growth, feel free to give an outreach to our team. You can give us a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, or you may email admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. The law of expansion. As stated, growth always increases your capacity. And so what I want you to imagine, if you will, through the airwaves is look at and examine what are your borders and your edges that you have around your life. And whatever those edges and borders are, it's time to move them out because we're talking about expansion. And if you're looking at expansion, you can't have borders. You need to increase your capacity. I don't know about you, but I'm definitely down for increasing my capacity. And so let's take a look at some of what this means as we move the edges, we move the borders, and we're pulling the pages from the 15 Invaluable Laws and the specific law of the law of expansion. First and foremost, we must increase our thinking capacity. You know, so often, I don't care who the success strategist is. I don't care who is giving you insight around success. Oftentimes, and it's a universal principle, everything starts in the mind. This thinking capacity, what is our mindset? And so out of the gate, we learn that we must increase our thinking capacity in order to expand. We have to stop thinking more work. So many of us, it's like, if I do more work, 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 if I just do more work, if I can just do more work. It's not about thinking more work. It's about start thinking what works. And being more efficient is what we want to look at. Capacity is not about more. It starts with better. So capacity is not about doing more work, doing more work, doing more work, doing more work. It's about examining, looking at, thinking about what's working, works, and how can I be better in any situation? How can I be more efficient? And so often, and I see this in my own life, I see this in the lives of others that I coach, that we think if I work harder, if I do more, then that's going to increase my capacity. But we have to learn to be more efficient. But we must first examine what is working. Start thinking what works. And now it's about getting better. This increasing our capacity starts with increasing our thinking. The capacity is not about more. It starts with better. Doing things better. Promise less and deliver more. When you promise less and deliver more, you're starting with a smaller capacity, but you're delivering more than what people are expecting. And you're building and you're growing and you're developing from there. Stop thinking, can I? Stop it. Stop thinking, can I? Start thinking, how can I? Stop thinking, can I? Questioning, can I? And start thinking, how can I? Start figuring out, asking the question, how can I do this? Not can I, because whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe, that it will also achieve. And so again, we go back to this thinking capacity, and we go back to what's in our mind. We have to get rid of that stinking thinking that you often hear Coach Adams speak about. You have to shift that stinking thinking that tells you you can't. You got to get rid of it. And it starts with the mind, increasing our capacity in the mind. So this law of expansion, out of the gates we talked about, increase your thinking capacity. Stop thinking more work and start thinking what works. This capacity is not about more, but it starts with being better, being more efficient. Stop thinking, can I? Stop questioning if you can, and start thinking, how can I? Because as you begin to move in the direction of your vision, as you begin to move in the direction of your dreams, as you start to accomplish your goals, guess what? In those areas where you may not know all of the answers and you begin to speak the vision, there are individuals in the atmosphere that are ready to partner with you, that are ready to align with you, that are ready to support you. But you have to get out of this limited stinking thinking. So we must make a shift and increase our thinking capacity. Again, whatever your borders are, whatever your edges are, today is about moving them and increasing your capacity. Thinking one door. Start thinking many doors. That there are many doors before you of opportunity. There is always an option. But we limit ourselves. We think that if I don't go in this single direction, like for example, I'm in San Diego. I'm doing my show remotely from San Diego. I've been on a consulting assignment here for about 5 months, and I'm heading back to Orange County. There are many ways in which I can get to my destination. There's not just one option. I can go in various directions and still reach my target. And this is exactly what we're talking about. That you need to stop thinking, there's only one door. There's only one little door for me. Thinking that there are many doors, realizing that there are always various options that you can pursue. Now, please don't misunderstand that Coach Adams is not talking about being a jack of all trades and a master of nothing. But I'm saying whatever your vision is, whatever your goals are, whatever your dreams are, whatever that may look like for you, As you know, if you listen in regularly, you know Coach Adams is all about mastery. But in this mastery, there's not one single way in which you reach that destination. Because you may get a little bump in the road. And that little bump in the road may take you on a slight detour. But if you take that detour, it's just like you get on the freeway and they're doing some road work. They send you on a detour. It may take you around a little bit, but guess what? You're still going to reach your destination, and that's what we're talking about. That there is not one single way that you reach it, reach those goals, that you birth your vision, that you live out your dreams. Where many of us miss it is that we're just sitting on our cute little rusty dusties. As they get dustier and expand, we don't do anything. We're not executing. And that's where we fall short. Try and try again. There's nothing wrong with, quote unquote, failing. There's great opportunity in failing. The challenge is when you don't take a risk. And so today, in that processing of increasing our capacity and expanding our borders, this law of expansion, we have to move the edges of our borders, whatever that may be for you, and it starts with increasing our thinking. We have to get rid of that stinking thinking that says can't, that stinking thinking that tells you there's only one door of opportunity for you, and understand what we're talking about, opportunity options, and how do I get on this journey? How do I get to the target? Understanding that we must know what the target is. If you don't know what the target is, that is why you're having such a challenge, because you must be clear about the vision and envision what that looks like so that you can begin to progress forward in that direction. So as we continue in the law of expansion, we must maximize our capacity to the maximum, unlimited and more, unlimited plus. And that's what I want you to see in your lives, that there are no limits. The only limits that we have are those limits that we as individuals place on ourselves because of the limited borders that we have. We have a single thought process. We think, okay, if I don't go exactly in this way from A to Z, I won't get there. You can progress in various ways. You can start in the middle of the alphabet and still get to Z. You can start just a few letters before the Z and still get to Z. Yes, there is A to Z. That's a linear process. We're not talking about linear thinking. We're talking about increasing our capacity. That if I have to go over here to grab something and go over here to grab something and all of that, it can all still come together to reach my goal. So don't get into this one thought process, this mindset that's of a single thought process. Understand that there are various options and ways in which you can navigate on this journey of success. The key is to continue to navigate. So we talked about we have to increase our thinking capacity. In addition to increasing our thinking capacity, in order for us to expand, and again, I don't know about you, but I know for me, I want to continue to expand. I want to continue to grow. And so increasing the thinking is the first thought, the first line in this process. Then we must also increase our capacity for action. And this is where many fall short. You may not have the thinking issue. You may be a great thought leader who is a great thinker. Wow, if you can think about it, you can truly see it. But you may fall short in the action steps, the execution, be a great visionary, but yet you fall short because you're not executing anything. And then you wonder, Why is my vision not living? And you sit, oh, woe is me. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. I've had these great dreams and nothing's happening. And nothing's happening because you're not executing. So we can't get away from execution. I don't care what success book you read. I don't care who you sit down and talk to. Anyone that has achieved great success will tell you that you must increase your capacity action steps, your capacity of doing in order to achieve. So stop doing what you have done. I often speak about this breaking the insanity. You know, earlier on we said we have to evaluate what is actually working. So stop thinking about more work and evaluate and examine what is working. That it's about being more efficient and better. And so as we continue in this capacity of action, you have to stop doing what you have done traditionally that has not yielded you the results that you desire. You have to break the insanity. Insanity, simply put, has been defined as doing the same things over and over and expecting different results. And many of us all day were saying, gosh, I want different results for my life. I want different results personally and professionally, and I don't understand why I'm not getting different results. Well, it's because you're doing the same things over and over and yet expecting different results. So in order for us to do things differently, for many of us, and you've heard me say this regularly, you have to simply leave your comfort zone. I remember when I was asked to consult here in San Diego, you know, everybody was like, are you sure? Are you okay? But they didn't know that my mindset is when I leave my comfort zone, I don't have an issue with that because I know that on the other side of that may be something awesome and amazing. Now, this is one that is so simple. It's like, oh, okay, well, you live in Orange County, going to San Diego, that's not a big deal. But leaving my base for 5 months, you'd say that's not a big deal. Leaving the comfort of home, my zone, my place, you know, I mean, just what's familiar with for me. Yeah, that's a stretch out of one's comfort zone to be in a totally different area. And this is a small example, but nevertheless, it is an example. And when I tell you, I have had an amazing journey. I have met some amazing people. I have stretched. I've been challenged. I'm growing. And so know that this leaving our comfort zone is so key. I remember when I had the opportunity to go to Kiev, Ukraine, with my mentors, and people were like, oh, my God, you're going to the Ukraine? All people knew at the time about the Ukraine was it's cold and it's dark. Limited images, very limited images. And to date, it was by far, one of the most amazing journeys that I had because I learned so much about the genuineness of heart, of gratitude, appreciation. I appreciate it more of what I have here. Until you travel, you have no idea what others experience because we get stuck in our own comfort zone. Just being here, for example, in San Diego has been eye-opening. Of course, I know that there is a high homeless population, but in my little zone, rarely do I see someone that's homeless because of where my zone is. But I know that homelessness exists. Where I am and have been, it's a larger population. I'm seeing, I'm walking by, I'm observing, interacting with individuals that are homeless, that are living on the street, that are digging in the trash can to find their next meal. Seeing this on a daily basis, it has increased my capacity of appreciation, appreciating what I have. So this stretching out of your comfort zone, leaving that comfort zone is so key. Oftentimes in my coaching practice, I'll hear individuals say, well, Coach Adams, I can't leave my comfort zone until all of the I's are dotted and all of the T's are crossed. Well, if you then leave your comfort zone, you're not leaving your comfort zone because you've made it comfortable for you to leave. Because now you've calculated every single thing. And please don't misunderstand that I'm not saying take a calculated risk. You must. But in addition to that, there's also a journey of faith, a realm of faith. And sometimes every I will not be dotted, every T will not be crossed until you launch out and take action. And once you begin the motion of moving, stepping out, then you'll get the rest of the answers that you're seeking. You'll start to see things come together because now you're in motion. You can be navigated and people can be in the atmosphere to connect with you, but you must leave your comfort zone. And so increasing our capacity starts with action. We've talked about that we must shift our thinking and increase our capacity of thinking, but we also must increase our action steps, that execution, breaking the insanity, leaving your comfort zone. Making mistakes is a true sign you're actually doing something. If you're not making mistakes, because when you're making mistakes, that means you're taking a risk. We're not going to get it right every time, but guess what? We can learn from those mistakes. There's a song by a gospel artist that I love, Donnie McClurkin, "We fall down, but we get back up." So you may fall off that horse, but guess what? Just because you fell down off that horse once, it doesn't mean that you don't get back up. You're not going to learn how to ride if you don't get back up. I remember speaking to someone about horseback riding, and they said they fell off once and they vowed that they would never get on again. Okay, I get it. But if we never get up again, we can miss the next opportunity, the next opportunity that may be before us. If we just fall and stay down. Imagine, if you will, the boxer in the ring. They got knocked down but not knocked out, and they just stayed there. If you tripped and fell on the street, if you just stayed there, eventually you got to get up. The same is true for life. Fall down. We're going to fall down. But get back up. In order to, and I've learned this from my mentors, and it's such insight and so powerful, in order to succeed only once, we must be willing, just have the willingness to fail often. It doesn't say that you have to fail often, but just have that willingness. That willingness means that you're okay with stepping out and taking a risk. You're not afraid to take a risk. Many will not try because they're allowing fear, the fear of failure, the fear of whatever, to hold them back. Some would have said no to this opportunity. Why? Because it stretched them out of their comfort zone. No to going somewhere new because it stretched them out of their comfort zone. But we can't be afraid to stretch out of our comfort zones. If we want to continue to grow, if we want to live out our dreams, because your dreams will always stretch you out of your comfort zone, and we must often increase our capacity. I know you're feeling Coach Adams' passion on this because this is so key, and I want you, our global listening audience, to get it. And I thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays, presented by Inspired Media for You, Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I'm very passionate about this as a coach because I want you to not just exist in life, and you've heard me say this for you regular listeners, but I want you to live a life that is vibrant, that is abundant, that is fulfilling. And anytime we stretch out of our comfort zone, we allow ourselves to be challenged, and we allow our capacity to increase. I had this dear associate in my life many years ago, And my heart was heavy for her, and it grieved. I grieved greatly for this individual because they desire to be married. And there's nothing wrong with desiring to be married. But they vowed that they would not experience certain things until they were married. So what they have opted to do is, for however long it may be, they have put their lives on hold until. And I want to challenge you, don't put your life on hold until. Life is to be lived. Tomorrow is not promised. A few weeks ago, I shared with you that literally in a span of 5 weeks, I lost two people that were very near and dear to my heart. 5 weeks apart, if that. And the one thing I could say about both of them is that they lived life on purpose. And they were committed to their vision and their mission of making an impact. And each day, they lived as if it was their last. And that is what life should be about. It should be about living each day as if it were our last. Because tomorrow is not promised. I can say that for my dad. He lived 55 years on this earth. Now, I'm sure he thought he was going to live longer. So don't take life for granted. Don't take the very breath that you have in your body for granted. Continue to allow yourself to be challenged. Continue to allow yourself to grow and to develop. I'm a lifetime learner. I believe in continuing to grow. I love it when I learn something new that I didn't know before because that's what life is about. We cannot determine the day of our birth. We couldn't determine that before the day of our birth. And we cannot determine our last day here on earth, our sunrise or our sunset, our date of birth or our date of transitioning. We have no control over that. But what we have control over is that very dash in between. That's the only thing that we have control over. Because life happens, circumstances happen. We see in the news every day the hurricanes that are happening and have happened in various parts of the nation. Things happen. But the one thing that I want to be known for is living life, embracing the journey, not waiting, but embracing the journey, not pausing. Life indefinitely until, but living each day as if it were my last. Having the willingness to stretch out of my comfort zone. Increasing my capacity so that I can expand and grow. Increasing my thinking, whatever that stinking thinking is. And sometimes we have to get into a different zone, a different area for our capacity to be increased. You know, if you just you grew up in the same area, went to school in the same area, and you still live in the same area, all you know is that area. I know for me, when I started traveling, it was like a wow. I'm like, wow, there's a greater world out here. I remember so many years ago before I had the opportunity to go to Australia. Prime example, there was a movie out many years before called Black Swan. I honestly thought, because I had never seen a black swan, I honestly thought that that was just the name of the movie, that a black swan, it didn't exist. Why? Because I had never seen it until I went to Australia. And now I'm in the region where black swans are like ducks here today. They're around. It was amazing to see something that I thought was just a movie title. But until we get out of our comfort zone, until we experience different things, all we see is this limited capacity around us. So I want to challenge you today. If it's taking a drive out of your comfort zone, if it's going somewhere, increase your capacity by leaving your comfort zone. Divorce your comfort zone. Say bye-bye, comfort zone. I'm going to have to connect with you at another time. because now it's about this vibrancy of life. Now it's about experiencing new things. So increasing your capacity is starting out with action. Stop doing what you have been doing. Break that insanity. Leave your comfort zone. Know that it's okay to make mistakes. There's nothing wrong with making mistakes. Mistakes will happen. Stop doing just enough. If you want to be fulfilled, if you want to live a life on purpose, if you want to achieve your goals and live out your dreams, you must increase your capacity. It can't be about doing just enough. Do more than what is expected. We've heard this universally. This is a golden rule of success. Any individual that has been successful, they didn't just do enough to get by. They were noted because they exceeded expectations. Any great athlete, anyone that you can name, it's because they've exceeded the expectations. They didn't just do enough, they exceeded the expectations. So stop doing just enough. Why are you doing just enough in your life? And then you're expecting greater results. We already get trophies for showing up in life. You already get the trophy for showing up. I always love this story. A dear associate of mine, she was sharing with me, and she's in a high-profile capacity, and someone came to her wanting a raise. And it cracks me up because this individual thought that they deserved a raise for just showing up. They deserved a raise for doing their job capacity. For doing what's required in their job title. So the individual is listening, you know, and they say, hey, I show up on time every day. Oh, okay, great. Guess what? That's expected. I do my job. I perform the duties as outlined based on my job description. Woohoo, great. It's expected. The individual's waiting on the edge of their seat for this person to tell them what they're doing beyond what's expected, just enough. What are you doing that is more than what's expected? That's what makes the difference. That's when you start to make an impact, when you start to do more than what's expected. On your job, the people that stand out are those individuals that do more than what's expected, not the individual that does just enough. It's about that individual that does more. And so we must increase our capacity. And I challenge you in every area of your life to stop doing just enough to get by. Do more than what's expected and see what happens. Do important things all the time. Oh, this is so key in our expansion, the law of expansion, as we're discussing it today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you, as we're pulling pages out of the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth by John C. Maxwell. And I'm happy to announce and to share that I'm a John C. Maxwell team member of such a great community, greater resources. Why? Because I wanted to expand my capacity to be a better coach, better speaker, better trainer, a better teacher for you, those that I would interact with in my coaching practice, on the airwaves, in a speaking environment, whatever that may be, wanting to expand and be better and to be greater. And so I want you to know that we must first increase our thinking capacity. We must move into increasing our action capacity, which is those execution steps. We must maximize our capacity. The maximum capacity should be unlimited plus, not just enough. Unlimited plus, plus, plus. Unlimited and more. Whatever those edges are that you have, those borders, today we're talking about expanding them pressing them out beyond where you thought that they could be. Give more, you impact greater. You impact more when you give more. People don't remember the person that just gave enough. They remember the person that went above and beyond. Expand your capacity, you expand your impact. Capacity is not a measurement of how much you can hold. It is not. Capacity is a measurement of how much can you give to others. My mentor has given an example that it's not about when you go into an environment, how much can you suck and take out of the atmosphere? Guess what? The reality is, people run from that person. They turn their head. They're like, oh, no, not him, not her. They're going to drain everything from me. It's interesting because with caller ID, you ever have a call ringing in and you look at your caller ID and you're like, oh, my gosh, that person, voicemail. You send it on because you know they're going to drain every ounce of energy that you have. And so you don't want to deal with it. But if you see someone calling in and you're like, wow, they are going to be a breath of fresh air. Yes, I'm going to pick up this call because I know that it's going to be a refreshing conversation. They're not just taking from me. They blow into my life as I'm blowing into their life. And the reality is so often we have those individuals who are energy drainers. I know for me, it's like, oh, no, I can't with you. You're too extra. You're just too much. It's just too much. And people don't even realize, and some do, that they are those individuals that take everything and give nothing. So know that your capacity is not based on how much can you hold? How much can you give to others? It's far better to give than it is to receive. Are you one that gives every opportunity that you get? That you're often looking for the opportunity to give? That in and of itself will increase your capacity. I want you to understand that as we're talking about giving more, we are in a position to impact more, to make a greater impact, to be a greater impact, that there is nothing in your past that must determine your future. I don't care what your story is or has been. I don't care where you've been. Every day is a clean, and that's the exciting news. Every day is a clean slate. We have a fresh new canvas with each day to paint the picture how we want it to go. In order for your capacity to expand, you must, I must, we must continue to grow. What did you do today to grow? Did you read anything? Did you listen to anything, an audible book or anything that allowed you to gain greater insight today? Did you learn a new word? Did you see something from a different point of view? Did you get greater insight? Because life is about growing. And if you're stuck where you are, you have to determine, what do I need to do so that I'm now in a position to continue to grow, to increase my capacity. I thank you, those of you that have tuned in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, because this is a great opportunity. This hour of power, my desire is to give you tools on a regular basis, on a weekly basis, faithfully, that we're here, to give you information, tools, insights that are empowering for you to increase your capacity for your vision. For you to be able to work your vision at a different level, regardless of the level that you're at. For you to now have more in your toolbox to pull from so that you can increase your capacity of achieving your goals. Whatever they may be. There are no limits. The only limits we have are those limits that we place on ourselves. That you're now in a better position to live out your dreams. What are your dreams? Nothing is too great. Whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe, that he or she will also achieve. Napoleon Hill. I want to take this opportunity before I give you a little bit more to take a pause point, because you know I absolutely love the interaction. I always love hearing from you, our global listening audience. And so I want to invite you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in. This is the time in our program when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Don't be shy. I would love to hear from you. Are you taking anything away? Have you gotten anything that is supportive of your journey and moving you to another level of increasing and expanding your capacity? I want to hear from you. So press 1 on your telephone keypad. And if you've chimed in before, it's okay. Chime in again. Don't, you know, it's so funny because my mentors often share this story that a fire breaks out in this environment. And everybody's thinking someone else has called 911, and no one calls 911, and the structure completely burns down. Don't be the person thinking, oh, somebody else is going to press 1, so I'm not going to do it. I've been in before. I don't want to do it. Get what you need. If you have a question, you want to make a comment, this is the time. We welcome your interaction. Don't be in the bank where there's a wealth of resources and not walk up to the teller and make a withdrawal. So, again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue and know that the lines are open. Let's take a look at where we've been on today's journey. Wow, we've covered quite a bit. And I want us to just take a pause to back up before we close it out today. We're talking about the law of expansion. Growth always increases our capacity. The key is we must be in this place of continuing to grow. If you're getting stagnant, you got to figure out, how do I increase my capacity to grow? One of the things that we've talked about that's so important is that we must know and find the edges, the borders of our lives, and we have to do what we can to move those borders, to expand those boundaries that we have placed on ourselves that is limiting, so that we can increase our capacity. We talked about, in order for us to increase our capacity, one of the things that we must do is we must increase our thinking. So often you have heard me say that mindset is key on this journey of success. This stinking thinking, this limited thinking, that we must stop thinking that it's about doing more work, and we must understand that everything starts with being more efficient, and that it's start thinking about what works. Whatever you see is working in your life, develop and become a master in that area so that you're more efficient and ultimately growing to be better. Stop thinking, can you? Get out of that stinking thinking of questioning, can I do that? Can I do that, Coach Adams? Can I do that? You can do whatever you set your mind to. There are no limits. You know, I often reference Steve Jobs, for example. When Steve Jobs created the Apple product, first the Mac, iPad, iPod, iPhone, all of that, none of it was in the market. I remember when the iPod came out. and the iPod, which now you can put all of these songs in this little handheld device, this little bitty device, and you can take it with you. And it was so revolutionary. But it started with someone not looking at what was already in the marketplace and determining, how can I bring something new and fresh and innovative that no one has ever seen? The iPhone, the smartphones. Oh, my gosh. I remember my grandmother's first mobile phone. It was this big, clunky thing that, you know, I mean, it would work your shoulders out. It was so heavy and it had this big strap, this big battery pack, and it was huge. It couldn't even fit in a purse or anything. It couldn't fit in your pocket. It was this huge device, this huge thing. So when you think about how things have evolved, who would have thought that technology would be as slim as it is? A smartphone is a mini computer device, and they continue to get smarter and better. So that's what we're talking about, looking at what works and improving that, making it better, learning from what doesn't work so you can continue to grow forward. So stop thinking that you can't. Get rid of that stinking thinking and know that the only limits we have are those limits that we place on ourselves. Start thinking, how can I? Whatever your vision is, whatever your goals are, whatever your dreams are, start figuring out, start thinking, asking the questions, how can I do this? Not, I can't do it, but how can I do this? Oh, my gosh, Google is a wondrous thing. You can Google anything today because of the information highway of the web and the internet, and learn so much by just a touch of your fingers on a keypad on a smartphone. Never even have to go. Do you remember the days of going to the library, having to read books and thumb through pages of research and all of that? And today there's no excuse why we cannot expand our capacity and figure out, how can I, instead of the limited thinking of questioning, can I? And so I challenge you today, whatever your vision is, whatever your goals are, whatever your dreams are, start looking at how can you, processing through that, doing research of figuring out how you can, instead of saying, I can't. There's no answer. There's always an answer. It's about us being in a position to find the answer. Know that there are various options and various ways that you can get to your destination. If I'm leaving San Diego and I want to get to Orange County, there's different ways that I can get there. If I'm going to LA, there's different ways. If I'm going to Texas, there's different ways. So know that you are never limited, but it's about continuing forward. The action is what is key, those action steps. Stop doing what you have done that's not working. Break the insanity. Leave your comfort zone is so key. You need to tell yourself, and I want you to do this with me right now as you're listening in. Speak to yourself. Coach yourself. Say, self, today, we are leaving our comfort zone. Leaving our comfort zone. We are leaving our comfort zone. Sometimes you just have to tell yourself, give yourself the permission that it's okay to leave my comfort zone. And you're going to embrace this journey that you may have some uncertainty about it, but it sure will be vibrant and exciting because of that unknown. And think about the adventure that you'll be on, getting on the other side, and what you may experience along the way. Have fun. Embrace the journey. Get out of your comfort zone. Stop doing just enough, as we spoke about earlier. Do more than what is expected. Do those things that are important. Do important things all the time. Stop allowing yourself to be drained by time wasters and things that are wasting your time that add no value to your life, add no value to your vision, add no value to your achievement of your goals. It's just wasting time. maximize your capacity to that maximum capacity of unlimited plus, unlimited and more. Don't get stuck in the limits. There are no limits. Expand your capacity. When you expand your capacity, you expand your impact. And I want us to understand that our capacity is not measured on how much you can hold. It's not about how much can I keep in my little hands or how much can I put in this little cute container or this box. Holding on, hoarding. No. It's about a capacity of giving, not what can you take. Oh, I want that. Oh, give me. Ooh. No. What can you give into the lives of others? What can you give to make this world a better place? What is your legacy that you will leave? Maybe it's that book project in you. Maybe it's that movie. Maybe it's that story. Maybe it's that invention. Maybe it's that business. I don't know. Whatever that looks like for you, that is your legacy. And it's about not what you can take from this earth, but what is it that you are giving to make the world better. Each of us has an assignment to complete, and it's about our journey is about aligning with completing whatever your assignment is. There's nothing in your past, and I'm going to close us out with this. There's nothing in your past that must determine your future. So it doesn't matter what your journey has been. Your capacity must continue to grow. No limits. You know, you've heard, many of you know Oprah Winfrey. You've heard the story of her roots and starting. Look at how she has increased her capacity beyond what I remember her saying that her grandmother told her she needed to learn how to put clothes on a clothes hanger when she was a little girl. And her grandmother wanted to teach her that, if I'm recalling the story correctly, because she said, one day, Oprah Gail, you're going to be doing this. And Oprah Gail said, no, I won't, because she had greater dreams and a greater vision. Her capacity was greater than the limits of you're just going to be hanging clothes on the clothesline. That's it. That's your capacity. No. Whatever your desires are, know that it's greater than where you are today. And it's greater than what your impact is. And the question raises, what do you want your impact to be? What would you like for your impact to be? Understanding what is your impact now? Because that's where your capacity is in this moment, but you have the ability to change, to grow, to evolve, to move to another level. Wow. I don't know about you, our global listening audience, but for me, this was really rich. It was nice and yummy. It would have been nice to hear from you, but no worries. I know for me it was rich and yummy. I got a lot from what our topic was today, the law of expansion. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. If you are a part of the social networking community, know that we want to continue the dialogue. Maybe you're like, Coach Adams, I didn't feel comfortable jumping in, asking a question, making a comment. You have a safe space through social media to be able to do that. Through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, it's an open group. Anyone is welcome and can join, so just simply send a request to join, and you are welcome. You can make a comment around the show, ask questions, give show recommendations. Maybe there's a topic that you would love to hear discussed. Know that we welcome that. Maybe you have a recommendation for someone you feel would be a great guest. We want to hear about that. We appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams today. Know that we have a host of guests on the horizon that we're finalizing some details for. I'm excited about the richness that is in the pipeline that will be shared. I want to stay connected with you. So if you're not already a part of the Coach Adams Network, send a quick email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or you may dial 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Know that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to win, to achieve greater success. And we do this through various components of our Full Circle of Empowerment. And if you would like to hear more, give us a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, or shoot a quick email to admin@coachadams.com. Through the Full Circle of Empowerment, you receive empowering tools to win in your life on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally, so that you can work it now, work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. Well, this is Coach Adams signing off for now. Thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We will return faithfully next week. We're here every Monday for that jump start to jumpstart your week with a dose of motivation and inspiration so that you may be empowered on your journey. I coach and you win.